flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
No news yet on Brian Schottenheimer, but our own Sean Sharif did indeed report that he's hearing the Cowboys are working on the staff right now at the Star in Frisco. Nothing yet official. Pete Carroll's your head coach of the Vegas Raiders. You can check him off. Cowboys losing members of their staff as Robert Prince, former Cowboys receivers coach, is now in Miami signing with the Miami Dolphins. Liam Cohen, the official head coach now of the Jacksonville Jags, as he said, sorry about you, Tampa Bay. I'm going to go ahead and take that head coaching job after they bleep canned their GM over there. It is indeed hour number four of the G-Bag Nation. What you drinking, what you thinking, coming up on the other side as we get into the expressway, of course, leading into LA Live. We got Joe Hoyt, All City Dallas, talking Cowboys with us an hour from now. But right now, let's do some football's finest with Eric Giafalo.
Yeah, you mentioned Liam Cohen now leaving Baker Mayfield and the Bucks. That'll be eight different offenses in the last 8 years for Baker Mayfield. He's gotten some fired and he's gotten some
jobs
hired as head coaches, man. Yeah. And I mean, Liam Cohen, he's the only coordinator since at least 2000 to hit all of these marks in a single season. 28 plus points per game, 6 plus yards per play, 65% red zone touchdown rate, 50 plus percent third down conversion rate. So, I mean, he was dialed. He got that rushing attack off the ground in a huge way for the Bucs. It makes sense why he's getting a head job.
Look at his history. It not surprised me he did what he did. He's
all over the place. One year here, 1 year there.
Bingo. This guy is never happy where he is. You know, he's always trying to, and good for him getting a head coaching job with Jacksonville, but you look at his history. Rams, Kentucky, Tampa. You know, he's always been
Jacksonville, probably back at Kentucky when that crap doesn't work.
And he's constantly bounced around from job to job. So, hey, good for him, you know, if he can get him.
Yeah, absolutely. If you can get him, get it done. And he's had great success. We'll see what happens with him now with Trevor Lawrence. Maybe he can revitalize his career a little bit. But the Jags are an absolute disaster. We know that. What do you think about this hire that the Bears have made now that, of course, they have Ben Johnson at head coach?
Yeah, Dennis Allen?
I would say this is an innovative hire. Retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Andy Rice, now serving as the Bears' mental performance and leadership coordinator. How about that? These guys are going to be freaking locked in. Dude, I appreciate that move right there from Ben Johnson. We'll see how it pays off for him, of course. But he won't be getting Hank Fraley from the Lions, who's been one of the masterminds behind that rushing attack for the Lions over the last few years. A lot of people thought maybe Fraley would go with Ben Johnson, maybe with Aaron Glenn, but he's going to park it right there in Detroit, and that's huge for Maine Campbell right now, as he's going to be losing plenty of his staff, of course, both coordinators. Who knows what other assistants are going to go along with Glenn or Johnson, but Hank Fraley's not one of them, and I think that is a huge, huge win for the Lions.
What are the chances of getting Hank Hill? You think that would work?
Gosh dang it, Bobby.
Could you see Hank Hill as a offensive line coach? I think he could with the glasses, white t-shirt. Come on, Bobby.
I'm here for it, dude. I am 100% here for that.
Hit that sled, Bubby.
How about
with them old school coat shorts on?
Yeah, exactly.
He's got button up at the top.
Yeah, he's got the bike shorts with the real short bike shorts with the spot built cleats with the long socks.
Yeah, he wears cleats.
Yeah. Spot built shoes.
Of course, he wears cleats as a coach.
Oh yeah!
Come on, Bobby.
That's a great picture. I'm here for that.
I'm here for Hank Hill being a line coach for the Bears.
Hey, Bobby.
How about Pete Carroll now making
hand down there, Bobby?
He's going to be making history this season as the oldest head coach in NFL history.
So he got past like George Halas and like Curly Lambeau.
Yeah, both of those guys were not the reigning champ of old.
Oh, wait a minute. Older than that. Oh, Marv Levy. Was Marv Levy up there?
Wrong. I don't know. I don't know the list. I just know who Pete Carroll has unseated as the oldest coach.
So it wasn't Marv Levy.
You know what? I think it's a guy that didn't seem like he was that old.
Greasy Neal.
It wasn't Belichick.
Greasy Neal was a real coach.
He worked with the Patriots, so why am I blanking on his name?
Buck O'Kilroy?
Was he with Houston? Was it when he was the head coach with the Texans?
No, seriously, that Buck O'Kilroy, look him up.
That's a fake name. O'Kilroy.
You're making that's right. Crap up. No, I'm not.
Bucko Kilroy?
Bucko Kilroy.
How do you even spell that?
Look up. You could literally tell that guy to get over here, Bucko.
Yeah. Hey, Bucko. I used to know the man. Bucko Kilroy.
Yeah. You're lying. You're lying your balls off.
Oh, no, he's real. Oh, man, he's got a mean face, Bucko.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like our guy, Pappy, Tim and Carthage.
That's what I'm talking about, bro. Yeah. That's when scouts were scouts. You guys.
Oh, Bucko Kilroy.
Bucko Kilroy was
sounds like a July theater release. Bucko Kilroy.
He is a nice
right next
man.
To Cocaine Bear. That guy is an ass-kicking machine in that movie, yeah. Guaranteed.
These dudes who play without helmets and stuff. Bucko Kilroy.
Bucko yeah. Kilroy.
Yeah. No I'd, face mask.
Bucko definitely had CTE.
It's Romeo, right?
Romeo Crennel. Yeah. Romeo Crennel was the was
did you
the
look
oldest.
It up?
No, I think I remember seeing this somewhere a while back. I think he was like 73 years old. It was when he was with the Texans.
Yeah, 73 years, 199 days old.
Is he still in the league, Romeo? Is he with anybody or did he retire?
So.
I'm not familiar with his whereabouts.
Gosh, call yourself football.
I was
guys.
Usually. I was
now
on,
I got to look
no,
it up.
No, it's fair because I was on the Crennel beat for many years. But
you were like one of his best friends for a while.
They moved on
I,
from
I
me.
Told you about Buck O'Kilroy.
A mutual
Romeo's
parting of
77
ways.
Now.
Hmm.
He's no longer in the league. He's retired.
What about Pete Carroll, though, allegedly going to be continuing his co-teaching at his class at USC called Game is Life?
Okay,
despite being hired as Raiders coach, he is apparently going to, according to the LA Times, he is going to maintain his co-teaching class
all
at
right.
USC.
Here we go. Somebody's just showing what's going on at Green Bay, that basketball program with that dude that's got his radio show
Doug
going
Gottlieb.
On. Doug Gottlieb.
Ah, yes, the
hey,
Doug Gottlieb.
By the way.
Never go full Gottlieb.
Yeah, Doug Gottlieb. What are you doing?
Pete Carroll probably won't be as sweaty on the sidelines as Doug appears to be because I just don't see Pete being as stressed out, you know, and as
Pete,
in over his skis as Doug.
We all want to be Pete when we grow up, right?
Absolutely.
I don't know. I think I want to be whoever gets the OC gig in Houston. That's the guy I'd like to be. What an awesome job opening. I mean, right now with Bobby Slowick getting bleep canned,
well, just the
deservedly
fact that, like,
so.
Pete's 74 and he still looks fantastic. So that's why I'm with you there, Brian. But yeah, that's a hell of an. That's probably the most attractive job opening right now as an offensive coordinator.
I can't wait to see who they go with here.
It'd be the OC for Ben Johnson. You ain't calling plays. That'd be a good job, right? Just kind of
hang out with Ben.
Hang out and learn, coach. You know, coach
that's
the
true.
Offense.
On that's
the,
true.
Yeah.
But I mean, having Nico Collins and CJ Stroud.
It's fun. Joe Mixon.
In that division, you can tear some people up.
Hopefully Tank Dell comes back okay.
Who is going to be the next Texans OC? I wonder if you would dip into the college world, like watching what Chip Kelly was just doing, seeing what Cliff Kingsbury is doing right now with the up-tempo stuff
wow.
and how it's working for him. Could you pry Chip Kelly out of Columbus? I'm just pondering.
No.
You couldn't?
I don't think so.
Well, D'Amico Ryans, that's going to be a very interesting hire for him here.
Wonder where he goes.
Now,
Kubiak's still out there.
Oh, that's right.
Maybe they're interested in him.
Because he was the guy that was just with the Saints here.
Yeah.
And for two or three games, man, that looked like a well-oiled, dialed machine.
The way Steven was talking about Clint Kubiak, I'm shocked he didn't get an interview.
Oh, but as
maybe
the
that would be uncomfortable.
Why? Because he just tore him up so bad?
Just
because
he doesn't know him. Personally, I
oh,
guess.
That's true. That's true.
He hasn't worked in the building.
They despise discomfort.
Doesn't his brother is a scout with him, right?
Yes, they know the Kubiak family very well.
Yeah,
That would be that
they
would
probably
be,
do know him. I am surprised about that.
Well, how about old Dick Fangio having a bit of a filthy track record, which bodes well for the Chiefs this weekend, because Fangio's been in Philadelphia sports before, and when he's been there, they've gone to the championship.
Baltimore, or the Philadelphia Stars?
Is it the Philadelphia Stars? Yes, 1984. He was the defensive assistant for the Filthy Stars. They won the USFL championship that year.
Jim
nice
Moore.
Work. Nice work there, Broadus.
The Philadelphia Stars.
Yeah, yeah. He was in Filthy in 84 as the defensive assistant, and they win the championship
that's why you
that
guys
year.
Got me on the air.
Remember, yeah. Well, and for the Bucko Kilroy
the
stuff.
Bucko Kilroy's?
No way.
Tell you what, you guys would like Bucko Kilroy.
You don't have to sell me at all on him. He sounds like the exact type of guy you'd want as the face of your franchise.
Yeah, his name's Bucko.
Yeah.
Kilroy.
Hall of Famer.
You also had Dick Fangio as a defensive consultant, remember, for the Eagles in 2022 when they went to the Super Bowl and lost to the Chiefs. He was on staff with them. So he's 2 for 2 right now when he's in the mix on a filthy football team. USFL, NFL, they get to the championship. In one instance, they won it. In the last instance with the Eagles, they lost to the Chiefs. But, I mean, if that trend continues, Eagles, Super Bowl, collision course. If I'm an Eagles fan, I'm clinging on to that right now.
Mm.
Absolutely clinging on to that.
Got to hope he misses the bus.
This is Dick's too buttoned up for that, dude. Dick's too dialed.
Do you think Dick's the first guy on the bus?
Yes, Dick is like, he's like Tom Coughlin, where you're if you're on time, you're late.
I was always the first guy on the bus. Always the first guy. I had the biggest fear about missing the bus. Like waking up and Rowan Kavner, who worked with us at DallasCowboys.com one time, we were in Philadelphia. My man almost missed the bus because he couldn't find his belt. He just
couldn't find his belt. Is that a must have item?
That's what I was asking. I was like, bro,
maybe he's got Woodhuller's ass.
Rowan's a kind of a smaller guy, slender guy.
Maybe he's got Woodhuller's ass.
If you can't keep your pants up, you need the belt.
That's Bobby Belt you're talking about.
No, you got to have self-awareness. You said that about me as well. I mean, I can't argue.
I'm gonna have Wolchuk doing some on the ground hip thrust stuff when we're in New Orleans for the Super Bowl.
On the ground,
we're
hip
gonna
thrust.
Start activating those glutes a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, and that's going to be the first step.
Why would you even listen to Eric, who like rolling around on the ground with back problems?
Well, because he actually...
I'm in rehab mode.
There is probably a metabolism.
He's 32 years old, and he's like 82.
There's probably a metabolism that factors into this, which is genetics. But Eric consumes an abundance of food and yet still does not gain a ton of weight. So I do need to take some help with this.
That's sweet.
If you're interested, I do bring good news about this weekend's championship viewing experience from the couch or the recliner. Eileen recliner.
Yeah, how's the new TV working out, by the way?
Is it
amazing?
Well, I bet it's incredible. Life-changing.
Did you kind of figure out what color the teams are, their uniforms and stuff?
Yes.
They're not all like one color?
They're not. It's not all just like washed out in their color. There's actually some vibrant colors in the sport, right. Which is not something I realized.
The snow show up on the TV?
Snow looked really good.
Every game you watched was a snow game.
Yeah, just some smack in the side of my TV for the last half decade. Not anymore, and that means I will see clearly if there is, on CBS, AFC Championship, if we get a doink kick, we will have the perfect view at it because the doink cam is back. I don't understand totally why we don't get doink cam in every single game throughout the regular season and whatnot, but CBS has this thing ready to rock and roll. They unveiled it last year or maybe a couple of years ago in the postseason, and now it's back. The doink cam is back for the AFC Championship game. So,
there's a likelihood we get a doink. I mean, we got a couple of kickers here that have been a little shaky.
Old Butker?
Is he good to go now? Is he kicking for them last week?
Yeah, he's kicking for them.
He's
but
back?
I don't know who the Bills kicker is.
Oh, it's Tyler Bass still.
Bass.
The Bass man. Okay. So if we get a Bass doink or if we get a Butker doink, we're going to see that firsthand. So I'm excited about that. I appreciate CBS pulling out all the stops here. Again, I just wish they would do it year-round.
You looking up Kansas City's kicker? Are you sure about that?
I'm 100% sure.
Yeah, he's back kicking. He's okay. Good. He,
right,
he
good
wasn't
job,
for
Eric.
A while. He was activated at the end of December.
I know my Chiefs.
Chiefs, huh?
You know your Chiefs?
For this weekend, they're my Chiefs.
For this weekend?
Because I feel like I'm kind of lone wolf in this thing.
No, you're
dude.
Not.
Like
don't try and play this. You're like going on a limb.
You're favored.
They're going for a three-peat.
I'm all by myself.
Stop it.
Nobody else likes this
team. Nobody's picking the Chiefs.
Are you kidding?
The underdog.
Everyone expects the damn Chiefs to win the damn game.
I don't think so. Every graphic I see of all these analysts on television picking games, I see a lot of Bills logos.
They're doing what I'm doing. I'm picking the Bills, I'm still expecting the Chiefs
call
to win.
In. The guy called in yesterday and said his kid dumped the Cowboys to pick the Chiefs.
Everyone's on the Chiefs,
my
Eric.
My 16-year-old son dumped the Cowboys to pick the Chiefs. Oh, Eric. Oh, I'm all alone on this island by myself. Chief Ireland.
Guys, what a ballsy call by me.
God. I can't believe anybody's not going with me on this.
Come on, idiots.
Watch me roll around on my back
here. How are you not picking the Chiefs?
I'm doing the gutsy thing, riding with Pat Mahomes. And if you can't agree with that, then you're just a guy.
Nobody's ever picked Mahomes before to win a game in the playoffs.
Who do you think, which NFL team do you think had the most viewers this season?
The Chiefs.
On average viewership.
The Chiefs.
You don't think it was the Cowboys?
No, I think the Taylor Swift effect.
Taylor Swift
has lifted
would be for
the
me.
Chiefs,
yep.
Chiefs to gold here.
Apparently,
this is the bungholes.
Man Campbell has more pool than Taylor Swift herself.
Wow!
Because the Lions averaged the most
Sleep
viewership
tonight.
This year.
Wow!
And then it was the Cowboys, then it was the Chiefs. Now I think part of this is, you know, to some extent, it's the amount of primetime games that you got. Mm-hmm. So, and of course, the Lions had a ton of them, but. They unseated the Cowboys for the most average viewership per game this season. Who do you think was dead balls last?
Jacksonville.
I would have thought that as well. They actually
Arizona.
They were second last. It was the Titans of Tennessee, which is just
gross football.
It really is maybe the most forgettable franchise. Like, not to say that the Jags aren't worse or like the Raiders or the Jets or whatever, but you at least like constantly know of their existence. If we just omitted the Titans, I don't think we'd hear a peep about it.
Honestly, having Will Levis was like the best thing they did this year because he just every week was doing stupid things that put him in the news.
Yeah.
Like, this guy just threw a backwards pass to himself.
Yeah.
Like, what is he doing?
Gosh, I feel so good right now about my hot take about the Chiefs winning the
I know you do.
Winning the AFC Championship
you should,
game.
You should,
man,
you
I
should.
Think it's
feel really good. I'm so glad you went on the limb on that one.
Me too.
If anybody else wants to go on a limb coming up next, this is your one chance to call in intoxicated or in the process of catching that buzz. It's time for What You Drinking
and What You Thinking
next in the nation.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, let's go commercial free to the top of the hour. Conclusion with LA Live coming up here in just a few minutes. What you drinking, what you thinking, 877-881-1053. Walchuk's got some Cowboys news for us here. Segment in the Nation brought to you by the On Time Experts, and we appreciate them to allow us to go commercial free. Walchuk, what you got, my friend?
Yeah, Patrick Walker on DallasCowboys.com. Al Harris has agreed to terms with the Bears to join incoming head coach Ben Johnson as the team's passing game coordinator in 2025. So he will be parting ways with the Cowboys. Yeah, I mean, that's a bummer. I mean, obviously what he was able to do with Trayvon Diggs, Deron Bland, Jordan Lewis just had his best season. Kalen Carson, I had high expectations for. So, you know, who knows moving forward now what the Cowboys are going to do with their new staff under Brian Schottenheimer. But the Bears get themselves Al Harris, who knows that division very, very well. Longtime player for the Green Bay Packers.
And this is no surprise, brought us in terms of Al Harris not remaining with the Cowboys.
No, not really.
Sort of anticipated this.
Yeah, there were some folks in that building that are probably okay. Not probably. I would say okay with him moving on.
All right, the one opportunity during the week where you
like
are...
Like happy for him, okay to move on? Or it's like, yeah, well, no,
they're,
can go.
No, they're glad he... No, I'm just,
he can go.
They're glad
good riddance.
He, glad he's going.
Don't let the door hit you on the way in, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
All right, what you drinking, what you thinking, 877-881-1053. I am drinking the delicious, I believe this is Peruvian coffee, organic, from Spitzy.
Peruvian.
Absolutely delicious in every single way. And we appreciate him for that. And I'm thinking about this Commanders and Eagles and just the toxicity and hostility that is going to be at Lincoln Financial Field. If we have 20%+ of tickets being purchased by Commanders fans,
woo!
And I'm still trying to get to the bottom of whether or not this was an Eagles fan that was doing the Commanders stuff, decorating Rocky Balboa's statue with Commanders gear. Is this Chestnut Checkers by an Eagles fan trying to hype up his guys?
Mm-hmm.
Or is this an actual Washington fan that is just adding some insult to injury here? It is going to be testy. I am putting it at 3.5 over under videos that we see separate fights.
Agreed.
From Lincoln Financial Field, and I'm hammering the over.
Yeah, these are two violent fan bases. So I think you're absolutely right. I'm sipping on some H2O, high quality H2O. I did just see this, and I think that this is just another reason for the Cowboys. I get it. Like, you make a lot of money, you're super successful. If you want to do even better, the Commanders, after their stunning upset over the Lions, led to the best day of sales in the 92-year history of the franchise. So, hey, you make it to a conference championship game, you're already super successful now. How much more success can you even have when it comes to sales? 92-year history of a team that has won 3 Super Bowls. Mm. This was the top day of sales. It's a big one.
Yeah, yeah. In some cases, winning really, really matters. And for the Cowboys, they don't have to win to keep their dollars super, super high. They could go higher, but that would take effort and perhaps a little discomfort. We know they don't want that. Broad is drinking, thinking.
Yeah, I am currently not drinking anything right now. And as we're talking here, like LSU's women's basketball team is playing against South Carolina, their ladies' team. I'll tell you what, man, South Carolina's got some athletes. I'm kind of watching this game a little bit, and like there was a time where LSU was like, they had 3 straight possessions where just South Carolina just stole the ball from them and went back the other way, and LSU's got a pretty good women's basketball team. So, man, when you watch the quality of play of these women's teams, it has come such a long, long, long way with just how talented these ladies are and how well they are, how well coached they are. So hats off to them, and hats off right now to South Carolina. They're giving my Lady Tigers some fits.
All right, into the Pimp Cup go. Lucius, drinking, thinking.
That's right, brought us hats off to him at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Hats off to him at the end of the day.
Or keep your hat
hell
on.
Hell of a guy. I've had a whole bunch of water. I've had a whole bunch of water. I'm almost down to a gallon today, doing pretty darn good.
Oh boy.
And I'm thinking that I promoted my cannabis little liquor that I like.
Yeah.
Way sold out. Too much. It's sold out, brothers. It's sold out.
Yep.
My old lady's been to 2 different specs trying to find it for me, and it's not here.
That might have been worth gatekeeping a little bit.
Did you go behind the one of our business here? There's that specs right.
There's not one right here. That's a singles or something like that.
Oh, that's a singles. Yeah. Well, specs is down the road then, right? Down on... Okay, down the 75.
Yeah,
heading.
I love specs.
Head north on 75.
Good, great prices too. If you use like a debit card or you pay cash, you get a discount. How about that?
That's fantastic.
Hell of a win.
Yeah, but I wanted that little old drink for
what's
the
it
football.
Called?
No, we're not going to talk. We'll talk about it off.
You almost had me.
Yeah. No, I'm just curious. I mean, maybe make some calls.
I'll send you a text.
Yeah, I'll send you a text. Let me know what it's called. We'll figure it out.
You can back channel it.
Yeah.
All right, to the phone lines we go. We start on a what you drinking, what you thinking championship weekend Friday. Let's go ahead and welcome in our buddy Pappy Tim from Carthage. What's up, man? What you drinking?
Hello,
Timbo. Hey, what up, Tim?
Oh, hey, I didn't hear the ding.
Ding,
ding,
ding. Hey, guys, I'm drinking a margarita today, and now let's get down to some business and enough with the chit-chat. 2 points. Number one, this goes out to Sean in the morning show. If you want to pick on Bobby, that's all fine, well, and good. But the next time you come after my boys, Zach and Eric, and they're not there to respond, it's going to be me and you having an issue. Now, let's get down to the big topic at hand. And I know everybody's listening over at the Star, including Jerry. All week long, he sat on his ass and didn't do anything. And now we got the wrong Brian, okay? He's got the wrong Brian looking at the position. If he says that 500 people can coach the Cowboys, that's fine. Back it up. Either hire Deion or drive your ass over to 4131 North Central Expressway and offer Brian Broaddus the damn job.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Who knows the offense? Brian does.
Yeah.
Who knows the defense? Brian does.
Yeah.
Who knows the special teams? Brian does. Oh. Who knows all the personnel? Brian does. Who worked for you for 13 years? Brian did. And who has a Super Bowl ring? Brian does.
Man.
Now, be a wildcatter and get off your ass and hire Deion or give Brian Broaddus a job as the next head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. This is Tim in Carthage.
Heck yeah, Tim.
Tim.
That's how we come out of the gates here, baby.
I want all three phases, right, Broaddus? That margaritas he's drinking, I want part of that.
Yeah, real strong.
That's real strong margaritas, but man, thank you for the kind words. I'd hire Deion, too. I'd absolutely hire Deion.
Brian right will.
Yeah.
Brian does.
Yeah.
Brian. Brian.
Yeah. Brian. Wrong Brian. Wrong Brian.
Brian. Oh, man. All right, let's check with our buddy Walt in Waco. Walt, welcome to the nation. What you drinking?
Hey, I'm drinking Natty Light, baller on a budget. And I want to build off of what Tim in Carthage said, but I have a question for Broaddus.
Yeah.
Hey, who do you think should be the next Cowboys coach if you had to choose?
I would have gone for Aaron Glenn on
it
the interview.
Doesn't matter who the next Cowboys coach is.
There you go.
Hey, in all reality,
I walked right into that one. There we go.
That was for my brother, the real Chris Beard in Blue Mountain. His birthday's Tuesday.
Yeah.
But, Brian, I wanted to say this, though, real quick, man.
Yeah.
Since the Cowboys mailed it in week two and went ahead and booked trips to Cancun, I didn't get to drive home and listen to the post game show anymore. But I had to replace it with something, so I turned on the Eagles game a couple weeks ago on the Eagles broadcast, and you were there for quite a while. I thought that the only two good things that ever came out of Philadelphia were cheesesteaks and Rocky Balboa. But your buddy that does the radio call, man, he is excellent. That dude is a complete legend. He reminded me of, like, I don't know, a little bit of a Larry Merchant vibe or something like that. Excellent broadcast, though. His partner, not so much. But even still, those dudes have nothing on Brad and Babe.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
You hear that one, didn't Chief?
He loves it.
I would have kept that one to myself.
He loves
some people enjoy listening to somebody with swollen tongue syndrome.
He loves Merle Reese, and he doesn't like Mike Quick. But thank you.
We love you, Walt.
We love you, Walt, for sure.
Yes, we do. All right, now we have a legend in the building. Rodeo Ron, ladies and gentlemen. Ron, what you drinking?
I'm drinking that Jim Beam with a splash of Dr. Pepper. And I hope I don't mess up this phone call. But I got two things that I'm thinking. And I'm going to start with the second thing first. Walchuk, what you said the other day, you said it best. And I'm sure all the diehard Cowboy fans are feeling the same way as you do. And now to the first thing I'm thinking, I want to give a shout out to my future stepdaughter.
Okay.
Ooh. And I can only wish that the Jones family should be as interested in the Cowboys and the Cowboys Nation like Harvard is interested in her.
Wow.
She is a junior in high school, and she's already getting scholarships from Harvard. Jerry Jones, step up your game. Let's do this. Be investing with the Cowboys Nation and the Cowboys world like Harvard is invested in my future stepdaughter. And remember one thing. If you're not drinking that Jim Beam, listen to 105 through the Fed on that G-Bag Nation. Where the F you at, baby?
Yeah, nice, Ron.
Hell yeah, Ron. Let him know.
Oh, go get him crimson. Gosh. Go get you a sip of water,
man,
Ron.
Harvard, dude. That's going to be incredible.
The crimson. There you go. Yeah.
Got a little slipper on that runway for him, didn't he? Sliding.
He started to
trying to survive.
Black ice.
Hit the guardrail a little bit.
Yeah.
Tank slap that thing.
That's incredible, man. Rodeo Ron's stepdaughter is getting looks from Harvard right now.
Somebody said Rodeo Ron needs an intervention.
He's definitely tried. He's been cranked up.
We'd like to talk to some of your family members if we could, please.
Ever since he brought back that West Virginian moonshine, he's been on a couple of different levels that we're not even quite used to with him.
That sounded maybe the most obliterated.
You're saying that's some apple pie that's going on right there?
There's a little bit of that.
Yeah,
yes.
Them Harvard people are like, this is your father? Yes. Oh my God, sign right here, dear. We've got you.
We're going to help you.
We've got you. God bless you.
We have a program for your type.
All right, let's check in with our buddy EA. EA, welcome to the nation. What you drinking?
What I'm drinking, man. I'm sitting here blasting shots of Luna Zoo Reposado.
Oh.
Blasting shots.
Yes. Blasting shots.
Blasting shots, man. That's the feeling that you get, man, when you sit here and scroll Bleacher Report and listen to the fan and you get that feeling that Shoddy. Yeah, Shoddy's going to be our new head coach. Huh?
So you got to take some Shoddies.
You got to take some Shoddies. but what I'm thinking, man, is I'm 33 years old, man. The Cowboys won that last Super Bowl when I was 5.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really remember it. But what I do remember is the Giants winning 2, the Eagles winning 1, going 2 multiple. And now Washington and Philly is in the NFC championship, the conference championship, and one of them is gone.
Yeah.
If it's Washington, that's 3 out of 4 in our division since I've been 5, and the Cowboys is not one of them.
Yep.
And it just breaks my heart, man. So I guess football 2025 on Sundays, whatever time kickoff is, be the best time to do my wife's honey-do list, huh?
Oof. Yeah, you got to capitalize on that.
Well, listen to the
man.
Pregame show before you do the honey. You know, we have a pregame show.
I'm always listening to you, Brian.
Yeah,
please do.
Listen to the pregame show and then listen to the postgame. We'll tell you what happened.
I'm right there with you, EA. Feel your pain, bro.
I got you. Yes, sir.
Appreciate it. There he goes, EA, right here in the nation. Just sadder than all hell right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's tough.
Hey, we're all trying
music
to
from Love Story.
We're trying to fight through it, man. I mean, the Cowboys don't like it, but it's just the truth. And maybe they should look in the mirror because they're doing it to us. You are the problem. All right, Leslie in Fort Worth.
I'm sorry. This is when Bruce Banner was walking down the street sad. Incredible Hulk sad music. Yeah.
This has been the soundtrack to Woolchuck's week.
It really is, man. I wish it wasn't.
All right, Funky Town, we head to Fort Worth. Leslie, what you drinking?
Hey, man, I'm on that Blackberry Crown and some rum chata. It tastes like a blackberry collar. Thank me later. But when I'm thinking about my 16-year-old baby girl. She ain't no baby no more. Brought us, you gave her a ham sandwich we used in Fort Worth. Took a picture with her, man.
Thank you.
So she always remembers that.
Oh, nice.
She brought it up again. But I'm thinking, again, why can't we just can't have nice things as Cowboys fans? Come on, man. We got to do better than this. It's just lackluster, and we just having no hope. But it's still DC4L. But try that blackberry cobbler mixture, man, with that blackberry crown and rum chata. Tell you, it'll change your life.
Wow. Thanks for the pro tip there, Leslie. Yeah, absolutely, dude. I had not heard of that one before.
Me either. That was a first.
Okay, we go to another legend in the building, Mr. Big Jim. What you drinking?
Hey, fellas, it's good to talk to you. Waltrip, Brian, his chief, you're doing a good job.
Thank you.
A pleasure to talk to you, Lucius. Whiskey, as always. I'm vertical this week. I'm not horizontal, and I feel better. I don't think I'm as cantankerous. I want to say thank you. You got me on got my call from last week. I got nominated for G-Bag of the Day. That was a high honor.
Yeah,
I appreciate
good.
That. And thank you for your votes, Waltrip and Brodus. I've seen tractors with 2 flat tires move faster than Jerry Jones on this stuff. I got to tell you, this thing is riding solo. It ain't cutting it. And the other thing that's happened this week, we got us a new president. You know, that guy is moving faster than anything I've ever seen in my life. I've never seen a man sign so many things ever and change the country. Jerry needs to take a page out of his buddy Donald Trump's Trump's book. And I tell you this, last week we had some cold weather. I got so sad. You don't have to play the music, but I did get sad. And I went into my sock drawer and I pulled out a pair of wool socks that I had in the late 80s. They're blue socks, and they got a white stripe on the top of it. And I tell you, fellas, I remember wearing them socks when we used to win the Super Bowls. And I was like, boy, you know, I haven't worn these that much, but boy, I tell you, I remember I got these things. We were, you know, we were coming into something. So it's just real disappointing. You know, I'm getting over my sickness, but boy, I tell you what, there's a lot of sickness down there at the Star right now, and I don't think they know what they're doing. I could go, Broadus, I could go for you being the coach. You sure as hell know a lot about, you know, a lot about football. So listen, have a good one. We'll talk at you like next week.
Yep. Heck yeah, Big Jim. We appreciate it, man. Last week was therapeutic as all
hell. First thing I would do if I was
coach. Total legend.
If I was coach, first thing I would do, I wouldn't talk to Sean and Bobby and them on Friday mornings.
Oh, I know.
I'd nix that right off the bat.
You need to focus on winning
football games. Focus on winning football games.
Yeah. And that's why you're a fat. Damn it, Lucius. How about, we got rid of that?
How about Super Bowl socks for old Big Jim, man?
Big Jim.
I know Wolchuk's
been
saving
Super Bowl
socks. Wolchuk's been saving a particular tube sock for that first championship that he's going to experience. That's going to be exciting.
And a bottle of Johnny Walker Blue.
Polo and Garland, you're in the nation. What you drinking?
What's going on, fellas? Happy Friday to you. I'm going to keep it, you know, kind of short, simple, and sweet. I'm on some Stella Rose this weekend. One thing I'm wishing is that you guys come back for me, Big Jim, Rodeo One. Do something in Dallas. Don't go out to Fort Worth, because ever since they built that Dickies Arena out there, they like they boo-boo don't stink no more. Just because y'all got a little arena in Fort Worth, the Dickies Arena. Now, another thing I'm thinking about is, Schottenheimer, you ain't to do for the coach. Have you even coached your little league team? I never heard of this dude, Brands. I know your daddy can. I think your daddy's his dad. Now, we better not trade Daniel Gafford. That's just dumb. Nico Harris, don't do nothing dumb like that. And what I came up with you guys is my top 10 movies of a bad day. And I don't mention I got Groundhog Day. I got all the Friday the 13th and just regular Fridays. You know, these movies just for a bad day. Top 10, I got Superbad. Number 10, I got Apocalypto. Number 8, some of these movies got brothers in, so I know y'all probably ain't never heard of them.
Black people, we love.
Okay, we got Caught Up with Bokeem Woodbine. Number 7, I got Con Air. Number 6, everybody know Training Day. Number 5 is Outbreak with Dustin Hoffman. Number 4 is The Purge. All Purges is a bad day.
The Purge? Okay.
Number 3, I got Smoking Aces. They had a real bad day on that movie. Number 1, I forgot number 2. I just read it out. But number 1, all-time best movie of a bad day is Falling Down with Michael Douglas. Now, I love y'all. Bye.
Bye, Polo. Thank you. Buddy. Wow, look
this
at that. This
fool did a top 10, bro.
I love when he just runs through his top 10s, man.
Let's get a top 3 next time, my guy.
Just crushing the game, Polo.
I love how he went. He opened the proceedings with Superbad and then went to Apocalypto. I mean, just the spectrum is very, very wide.
Hey, Falling Down is a good movie.
Is that strong?
Yeah, my man flips. He's had enough of society. Yeah. And he's going to get you know, he's got a shotgun. He's going to get it back together.
All right, I'm putting that in
Michael
the queue.
Michael Douglas.
Appreciate that. All right, Cody. Cody Tig. Cody Tig, you're in the
well,
nation.
He's in
what
Tig.
You drinking? Oh, he's in
oh, he's
Tig.
In Tig, man.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes, he is.
He's in there.
Oh, what's up, guys? Not drinking anything currently, but, man, I'm thinking I've come to terms with it. I'm 27. I will never see this team win in my life. I got a one-year-old. He's about to be one, and I just hope he gets to see it in his life. You know, people say it's till Jerry's out here, but, I mean, what the heck's Steven going to do any better? You know, only thing he knows about football is he's got a rich dad who owns the football team. So, there's an old video out there of Jerry. It's an old Cowboys documentary of him saying back in the day he had a picture in his office of two buzzards sitting on a limb. And they were looking at
get
each
ready,
other.
Get ready, Lucius.
That buzzer said.
Get ready, Lucius.
I got you.
Yeah, man, you messed me up there. Well, that buzzer said, patience my ass. I'm going to go kill something.
Okay.
Well, Jerry, right. He's sitting on it. He ain't out there trying to kill nothing. I've heard the man say that It doesn't matter if you're talking good about you or talking bad about you. Now let's get real wild. Let's bring in someone like Art Briles. The man has done his time. And, hey, he sure get a lot of headlines out of it. I guarantee you that. And you have a pretty good football coach. So, thanks, guys.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Cody. I appreciate that.
Was my man hiking?
Very, very much.
He seemed like he was really out of breath.
He was winded.
Was he carrying groceries?
He was out there hunting.
Seriously, I mean.
He was multitasking. Climbing the stairs.
Text in, please let me know what you're doing. Because I was getting tired. I was getting tired for him.
Yeah, it's going to be all right, buddy.
Me on a 4-mile walk.
All right, last caller. Let's go to South Carolina and welcome in Kenny. Kenny, you're in the nation. What you drinking?
Thank you so much for taking my phone call. I'm drinking Lowenbrau.
Oh,
and what I'm thinking
is that's old school of you.
That's old school, and I'm thinking that I am not sad. I'm insulted because the Jones family right now doesn't seem to have the backbone, the chutzpah, the gumption, the fuzzy globes, if you will, big enough to build a winner. So I'm just turning in my Lucchese boots. I'm not going to be mad. I'm going to be insulted. Thank you so much for taking my call, guys. Have a safe weekend.
Thank you, Kenny. Wow.
Thank you, Kenny.
Efficient.
Yeah.
Poignant.
Wow.
Outstanding.
Drinking old school Lowenbrau, man.
He's right, man.
That's good beer for back in the day. Yeah.
They think they can outsmart the room.
Yeah.
That's what really seems like it's going on over there.
It's a sad deal.
It's frustrating.
All right, let's get the vibes cranked up in a huge way. We head into the Pimp Cup, LA Live on a Friday.
Well, all right, you squares, it's time to smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke.
Yeah.
It'll make you dance to some of everything.
Yeah.
When I came up, dude, football was it was gladiated. It was angry. It was angry. It was just like when we hit somebody, when I played, if you hit somebody and he didn't get up, like we didn't hold hands with the other team and pray, like hold hands and all everyone prays for him to get up. We used to do a Indian, like sell a hump dance circle around, like, man, look at you. Man. Oh, 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 oh. Like, and our crowd's like, he's paralyzed. That's right. We be looking for his mother crying. Be like, that's right, lady. That's what you get for letting him out here with killers.
Yeah.
He can't even wiggle his toes. Take his socks. Take his socks. And we would tie his socks around our helmet for the next week. Like the next team, they knew, oh, that's the team that be tying paralyzed socks around their helmets to scare them next week.
Yeah. Oh, my God. The great Patrice O'Neill right there. I got another Boston comedian I'm going to get at you real quick, hopefully, in this little L.A. Live on a feel-good Friday. And since, what is this, January 24th, 2025, Feel Good Friday here in L.A. Live. People, we made it. Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Another hell of a week of 2025 in the books, and I mean one hell of a week because, people, I'm cooked. I'm straight gassed. I am cooked. I'm going to try and chill this weekend, try to catch that Gladiator 2 you were talking about there, Wool Chunk. Mm-hmm. I have a question for you, though. Do I need to watch Gladiator 1 first before I watch Gladiator 2? Is there something that's going to be left out?
Refresh the palate a little bit.
They can fill in the gaps for you, but I would. I'd recommend watching one first.
Okay. Well, I'm going to need a whole damn week.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, you can go ahead and watch it. I hadn't seen it in probably 15 years.
Yeah. Okay.
But at least you know, like, the gist of it, you'll be fine.
Yeah. Young Lucius.
Yeah.
Young
yes.
Lucius.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, man, let's enjoy this weekend safely. Enjoy. Avoid the law, dogs. Mm-hmm. Mind your speeds. Don't drink and drive, at least try not to, you know what I'm saying? Keep your emotions in check. I don't want to see you crash out on Dallas, Texas TV or DFW scanner this weekend. Speaking of crashing out, I have a follow-up story on a crash out. Last year around this time, a Sacramento woman, she went viral for running up in a department store and stealing a gang of Stanley Cups. You guys remember that story?
Yeah. Yes, oh, yes, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
$2,500 worth of Stanley Cups. That's probably like 4 Stanley Cups. She put them in a shopping cart, walked right out of the store, and then went on a high-speed chase with 40 Stanley Cups. And then the body cam was released. recently, and the cop was just giving her the business, and I love it.
It's terrible excuses, all right? But no, you're not going to use your phone anytime soon, so sit tight. Enjoy the
well, I had a newborn baby. I just need, can you call him?
Let me tell you something right now. I am being a dick. I don't give a shit. Okay, you know Elijah just putting danger out there? Myself, all these officers, all the citizens out there. And then are you worried about your little baby? Yeah. I sit home and take care of him like a good mom. Yeah.
I am. Peace.
He lit her up.
Wow.
That is top tier.
He lit her up. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Here's a weekend warning, people.
This weekend safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail. If you do end up in jail, establish dominant
LA Live 105.3, The Fan on a Feel Good Friday. Howie Mandel, comedian Howie Mandel.
Yes.
He did the damn thing. You remember Billy Corgan jumped on his podcast and said that he thinks Bill Burr is his stepbrother?
That's right.
Well, Howie Mandel ambushed Bill Burr by bringing Billy on the podcast.
Let's go.
Yeah. Listen to this, fool.
I got something that I planned for you. Bring in the surprise that I, and look who's here.
Oh, hey. What's up?
Sit down.
Oh, hey. You're an ass.
Billy Corgan.
Bro.
Billy Corgan.
Bro, he went right at him. He went right at him. Oh, hey, what's up? By the way, hey, brother, you're an a-hole.
Yeah.
And look who's here.
Oh, hey. What's up?
Sit down.
You're an a-
Billy Corgan. Yeah. I'm an a- yeah, I thought this would be great to bring a family together.
He didn't tell you. He told me you were totally cool with me coming. That's what he does. That's what he does.
I thought it would be
so
a
then,
good
like,
surprise.
Can this be like edited out or no?
I can go. I mean, you told me Bill was.
All right, f- it. No, I'll do it. Like. Did you ever think the fact that I never told that story that, you know, maybe you shouldn't? Like, I sort of, like, went away from that.
So let me just fill you know? In. Let me just
do,
fill
do
in.
Do we talk on a regular basis?
We've never met.
We've never met.
Bro, this Billy's brother. They are really brothers. They, holy smokes.
They look so much alike.
They look so much alike. They're so talented. Who was this man that sired both of these very talented individuals? I'm telling you, they need to put his nuts in the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. Brass balls.
No question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They need a bust of his nuts. Real talk, dog. Even made Bill Burr uncomfortable because he knows this is a real moment.
Yeah. I just thought.
All right. Well, whatever. You know, it's not that I don't like him. It reminds me of all of that. So, you know, it just seems more
of the same from what I've been hearing.
All right. Whatever. I mean, I like your music.
Appreciate that.
Okay, great.
I appreciate that.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah, Howie Mandel ambushed him. And
gosh.
It's a true story at the end of the day. He said, it feels like. Unless they're just Hollywooding us and playing a hell of a bit. Mm. But I feel like that he really found out his brother.
So this would be same dad, different moms?
Yeah, same dad. Dad was living two different lives.
Right.
Yeah. I think dad was like a tax man over there in Bill Burr's life. And over here in Billy Corgan's life, mama,
I'm a jazz musician.
Yeah. Boy, was spinning webs out of him. Spinning webs.
I was playing with the Dave Clark Five.
Yeah. That is crazy. That these two, man.
Bill Burr's been actively avoiding the topic and conversation.
Yes, yes, yes. That's the point right there. Howie Mandel, his best friend, got him. I got you, buddy. How about that? And Howie Mandel even brought out another Billy we haven't seen in a while. He should have never got fired. Tell me if you recognize this Billy.
There's you're not one that... more Billy.
Oh, Billy my Bush. God. Billy I was going to say, you look like that guy that got fired from E.
Fired like a dog.
There you go. Billy Bush.
Hi, Billy Bush.
The Billies are all here.
Yes.
Yeah, Howie
the Billies
Mandel
are all here.
Bringing all the Billies out.
Yeah.
Poor Billy got fired.
It is pretty nuts. You can, like, be president for doing the same thing, but
oh, like,
he loses his job.
Man, Billy didn't even do anything. He was real good and quiet at that time. I would have got exposed. He would have told me, well, you just grab him. I would be like, oh, word? That's wild.
Oh, word?
I would have got exposed, bro.
Man.
Dang, like, that's crazy.
Because
like,
he just, like, sort of, he laughed at it or whatever. He just kind of, like, laughed along with it and... That was enough to get him canned.
Damn. So Howie Mandel did a damn thing. Bill Burr and the Smashing Pumpkins guy, Billy Corgan, actually stepbrothers. I'll be damned.
Wow. Wow.
Before I get out of here, G-Bag of the Day. It happens every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there this weekend, Don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P. L-U-C-I-O-U-S. Yes, that's my name. Lucius Alexander on Facebook. You can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. I think all of our ads are in the bios right there. And our winner, it'll be day number 5 on Monday. So it's going for 5 for G-Bag of the Year nomination. Bobby Belt and Sean Sharif going back and forth over Coach McCarthy. This went viral along with Woolchuck this week.
By the way, Mike McCarthy is reporting that weather delays have prevented him from interviewing with the New Orleans Saints.
Mike McCarthy has a social media account?
He has several reporters that he feeds that information to that have since reported it this morning.
So what is the real report?
There are several reporters saying, hey, Mike McCarthy's definitely interested in, the Saints are definitely interested in, weather has gotten in the way. So,
but why do you have to be so I'm telling you. Why do you have to be like there's nothing so petty bitchy about it?
I'm just saying. It's great.
Like,
it's
he's gone. You won.
I assume it's Laura Oakman.
Why are you still just whiny and cheap about it?
What do you mean cheap?
What do you mean cheap? You already won. Yeah. What are you being so petty about it for?
I'm just saying. It's the report that's out there.
Like, just celebrate it and be calm and cool and poised.
This is me celebrating.
No, you're being
right
freaking
now.
Petty and annoying about it.
I love it.
You want to get punched in the freaking face?
Yep.
He said you're being petty and annoying about it, and he said, I love it.
I love it.
Yeah, Bobby is out of control, dog. He is out of control.
Yeah, he is.
All right, shout out to Gina V on the YouTube this week. I see your girl hating hate harder. I like the hate. Shout out to Catmouth on the text message. What is that text thing called? The fan text? Say it for me so I can put it in the log.
It's the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorneys text line?
Yes!
There we go.
Shout out to Cat Math on there.
We love
you, brother. And shout out to all the Tolos that hit me up about my weed drink, telling me all the places I can get it in the Metroplex. I will definitely try to dip out of here and find it. I'll be black tomorrow. No, Monday. Monday. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. That's my time. I'm Lucius Alexander, and I will holla.
Thank you very much, Lucius. LA Live every day, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. All right, let's get the latest from the Shrine Bowl and the Cowboys with Joseph Hoyt, All City Dallas. He's going to be joining us next here in the nation.